COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. So we're going to be doing another strain review right now. So I got a hold of mystery CBD from the folks of Hoku Seed. They created the CBDV that I reviewed a couple days ago. So I'm just going to review this, which they had sent with it. They sent, I want to say, like a gram of the mystery CBD. So I put it into the bowl that I have. I put a little bit of Delta 8 in it, and from what I can tell, it's pretty. It feels more like a sativa leaning sort of hybrid. I feel very alert despite some of the Delta 8 I put in it. They didn't put any indication as to whether this was an indica, sativa, whatever. It's hence the name mystery CBD. But again, it does feel more of like a head high sort of thing. It feels like more of a productivity sort of strain. If you are the type that vaporizes or smokes before going to work, this particular CBD rich strain would probably be a very good bet. I've had strains with better sort of flavor, but again, it wasn't the worst in the world. Overall, for the smoking portion, I would give both the flavor and the aroma a 4.3. But, you know, just the smell's pretty good, but I've had better smelling ones, so I'd give that a 4.5. And the effects are about a 4.5 too, in terms of, you know, how I'm feeling. I'm feeling sort of pretty common alert at the same time. So that wraps it up for the smoking portion. We're going to vaporize it, so bear with us just one second. We're going to take a quick and brief commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
So yeah, I mean, it feels a lot more like a, like what I was saying, it feels a lot more like a sativa leaning hybrid upon vaporization. I get the same sort of effects, the same sort of flavor. It leans towards somewhat of a lemony, and I think there's a beta caryophyllene sort of vibe to it. So that's naturally going to make people feel pretty alerting, or at least those specific terpenes make me more alert. But that's how I feel with this one. I think that this strain, if you're the type of person that likes to do CBD before major projects or work, I feel like this would be a very strong and robust strain to check out. So if Hoku Seed still has this around, I would highly recommend checking this out. Like I said, it skews, or at least feels to me like a sativa. So this would be very good during the day. This wouldn't be the best one to do if you are a insomniac or you need it during the nighttime. But again, I mean, I don't want to keep this review too long. Overall, for the appearance, the aroma, and the flavor, and the effects for both smoking and vaporizing it, overall I would give this a 4.467 overall, because for my scores, for the appearance, it's pretty nice flower. It's pretty, like, you could tell that they're using good ingredients, but I don't see like a lot of, like, it's not heavily trichomed and brand new like other strains that I may have gotten, but it is, it was grown with good ingredients, and it does smell pretty good as hemp. And again, for the flavor and the aroma, when I put in both my bowl and my vaporizer, again, it wasn't the worst sort of flavor and aroma I've had, but it definitely wasn't the best, and that it was treated accordingly. And the effects, expecting more of just like a run-the-mill hybrid, and because I'm more of a I'm more of an indica person. I want ones that calm me down, and this one is the opposite of that. It's alerting, and it's more of a productivity strain in my estimation. So if you're the type that needs it for that, then this is a good one to check out. But again, overall a 4.46. Check this out if it's still on Hoku's website. And again, I don't want to keep this episode too long, so as always, have fun and stay medicated, my friends. Peace.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/
H-T-T-P-S:// 65TG2NR. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65TG2NR. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.